Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tassel, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. We are positively at State Fair. I mean, I'm looking at Dave Grohl. I see Madonna, Kurt Cobain, Courtney Love. I don't know who that is. That's Biggie Smalls. But it's Joan Jett. We cut out Eddie Vedder and David Bowie here, but we're at State Fair. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the Lucky Magic 8 Ball. We are in day four of a cup of Super Bowl. State Fair has really delicious cream crab corn soup. And I go over to Beaumont and El Guapo as well. We're doing it all for the Maryland Food Bank. We are gathering food for people like this young lady we're about to meet. Kate LeKirby is a recurring guest, an invite back from the Catonsville. Tell everybody about the Catonsville and what you do and to really support this community, because I think when I'm in here with you, you're going to run into people you know here, right? I mean, this is – it's the Ville is kind of that way in the 21228, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for having me. I'm actually the executive director of Catonsville Emergency Assistance.
I was going to say that out loud, but yeah. I didn't want to get it wrong. The CEA.
CEA.
Catonsville,
yes.
Emergency Assistance. You taught me so much about it last year. I had some stuff that came with me, some canned goods and different non-perishables and donations, but I'm thinking you do more than just food pantry kind of work over there, right? You're like sort of all-encompassing, helping people all day.
Well, we try our best, yes. We actually have celebrated our 40th year last year of serving Catonsville residents who are suffering from food insecurity. So we actually started as a food pantry in Alice March's basement. She was a member of the Catonsville community that saw a need back in the 80s.
40 years ago.
40 years ago this past year.
Right.
So we have a very long-standing history of supporting the Catonsville community that's in need. So we're actually located at 25 Bloomsbury Avenue. We serve almost 700 people by appointment within our local service area. It's mostly 21228. And what we do is once people are established as a neighbor of ours that we serve, we provide them with 1 week's worth of food per month for their families, depending on their family size. We are partners of the Maryland Food Bank, and they are the ones that support us in grant funding. They are the ones that support us in regional gatherings where we actually get together with other local food pantries and talk about what are best practices, what can we do better, how can we serve this population better. So they're a great resource, and they're right down the street in Halethorpe, so we're lucky for that as well.
Yeah, Carmen Del Guecho came last year, and we sat here. I haven't cried yet this week, which is I cried enough. I lost a friend on Tuesday, so I cried plenty. But on the air, I haven't I've been a little tougher about it this year in year two, and I'm hoping to do this every year moving forward. I think there's going to be a real big game every year. Maybe one year the Ravens will be in it, and I'll exit out and come back here in March and do these things. But in general, I learned so much last year about food insecurity and resources that are available to people that are bubbling under the surface of what we see. You know, you see a homeless person on the street somewhere, you think of a family that might not have as much or maybe lost a job, or I guess I would say blind to it, but I think there are those of you who work in this that there's some grace that happens at churches and different places that I didn't recognize as a young kid, knowing that maybe there were other kids in school. I was hungry because I didn't eat my breakfast that my parents gave me, you know, and I was that spacey kid or whatever that didn't like breakfast. But there were other kids that when I went into their homes and stuff, now that I look, it took me doing this for a week last year to think about, man, my friend Danny, when I was a kid, my friend Ralph, we went in, they didn't have like a lot of furniture and their parents didn't invite us over for dinner. You know what I mean? Like other people. And I grew up, you know, in Dundalk, we're in the 80s, 70s and 80s, Archie Bunker's Dundalk, as I say, and the steel mill, that there was certainly poverty amongst my classmates, people, my neighborhood, families, friends. I distinctly remember my father, a neighbor, asking for a loan for money. You know, just different things, and I'm wondering, I didn't know where the food pantry was in my neighborhood. You know what I mean? When I was a kid. And if I knew about it, it was probably a shameful, you know, society would shame people. I mean, you know, we'll get into the government later on shaming people who don't have much. But the people that come to you, these are what kind of people are these? These are humble local people who are trying hard, right?
Absolutely. Most of the people that we serve are actually employed, but cannot make the ends meet for their families. And so a lot of times they are underemployed. A lot of times they've fallen on a hard time with their families. Maybe there's an illness in their family where medical bills are taking away from their ability to buy the food that they need to buy and provide for their families. Perhaps they are retired and are not getting, you know, enough benefits and cannot make the ends meet. So whatever it is, wherever they are, the reason that we have emergency in our name is Catonsville Emergency Assistance, is we hope to be an emergent stopgap for them. So they come to us and they say, I can't make my ends meet. What can you do for me? Well, the first thing I can do is I can provide you with that 1 week's worth of food per month, which can offset your bills. The other thing that we do at CEA is we offer utility assistance. So we offer $100 for BG&E bills for those who qualify in our service area.
It was cold this month.
Per year,
it was really cold this month.
We have had a huge increase in requests for utility payments. And again, we only give $100 per family, but it does allow them to keep
their bills. I love learning about this because, I mean, you know, I did this on food. And, mm-hmm. And each of these that I discuss. Today we're going to discuss a whole bunch of different things all week long about not just food insecurity, but just people in need, you know, people in need, period, mm-hmm. whatever that is. In mental health, it could be anywhere, mm-hmm. but people having resources to reach out to that I don't think I would know about. You know, I think if I lost my job and I'm living in a ditch, who would feed me? Who would care about me? Probably a lot of people, a lot more people than I think. I hope to never get there, mm-hmm. right, and find that out, but when that happens, there are organizations that I don't want to say safety net, but certainly provide hope, you know, and provide another week's worth of food for a family.
Absolutely. And that week's worth of food is not just that. It can offset people's bills. We also, the third service that we offer in our center is eviction assistance. Now, eviction assistance is something where people are actually being a court-ordered evicted from their homes. So they have to be in the court process. They have to be within our service areas, and our funding is very limited on that. However, what we try to do is educate people when they come in. They come in, they say, I need eviction assistance. Well, what else do you need? Well, you probably need some utility assistance. Well, what else do you need? Oh, you could benefit from 1 week's worth of food per month. Let us do that.
Well, the first thing they need is housing, shelter, right?
Shelter.
Let's start with that, right? If
shelter.
You're getting evicted.
Absolutely. You need the shelter, but you also, if you're able to have the food provided to you and you accept that food, then it offsets all of the costs that you have in your home. So again, it's sort of a quality of life. It's
then
the
you
three
can make
pillars.
Your mortgage, right? There
then you can
go.
Make your rent. You can make your mortgage. You can pay utilities. And then there,
I
and
said
a lot
mortgage.
Of,
most of these people are rent.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, right? They're,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then
use
a lot
the wrong
of
word.
But then a lot of dignity comes back, right? And that's one of the things that our organization really wants to make sure that we do. We provide these people with a service, but they are our neighbors. They're not just clients. We don't call them clients. They're our neighbors. They're our friends. And, you know, I have three children who are in public school right here in Catonsville. And one of the numbers that blew my mind when I started this job was 33% of 21228 is suffering from food insecurity. That means that one in three children that's sitting next to my kids in public school, their tummies are growling because their friends or their families can't provide enough food for them. So that's a really a mission for me that's very
in Catonsville right I mean
you don't think about it right
well yeah. When my wife and I leave Beaumont or leave any of these places and we go to I had a friend that lived on Bloomsbury. I know these back roads over here because I've been down most of them on a map going over toward Wilkins or over toward it's a beautiful kid. I mean, it really is. Yeah. I mean, it's like one of those places where if you drive down Moeller Street, there's mansions there that were built 100 years ago and they're all interesting and different. It looks like it wouldn't be that kind of neighborhood, or
yes.
Just on the outside to talk about that. And I think politically over here, it's sort of a 50-50 place from what I can see in that way. And I think it's sort of close enough to D.C. that there's some bedroom community here going mm-hmm. on. It's a different kind of community, and I thought of it as being maybe a little bit more on the tonier than on the than not. And you smile at that and say, no, you know, that doesn't matter where you are. You can talk about Ruxton or Towson. You probably have people that are having problems paying their bills, putting food on their table in some circumstance, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. And Catonsville, unfortunately, is not an exception to that. Yeah.
Caitlin Kirby's our guest. She is the executive director. Would you give me a title?
I'm the executive director.
Is that right? Okay.
Executive director. Yeah. Thanks.
I think I remember that from last year. She is Catonsville. Tell everybody how they can give to you. And if different. So one thing I want to say, though, about that is you said grants and Maryland Food Bank assisting you. I don't want to get too much into the weeds of the paperwork part of this, but I would think big part of your job, not just being nice and distributing and organizing and making food available and making sure that people are happy and they come in and they're safe, but where the money comes from.
Absolutely.
Every time I talk to somebody in the university world, they're trying to raise money. Anybody trying to raise money?
Yes.
Yeah, raise money.
Yes.
You got to raise money, right? Period,
that,
right?
That
or food or donations, right?
Well, both, yes. So we absolutely accept food donations, mostly non-perishables. There's a huge list of the things that you can donate food-wise to our pantry on CatonsvilleHelp.org. However, the biggest help that we can actually receive from the public is monetary donations. Monetary donations allow us to spend that money however we need to spend it in order to keep our organization up and running. So if you give us $200 worth of food, that's fantastic. But we actually have ways where we could take that $200, make it go even further. And if we had enough food that particular week, we could use that $200 to keep our lights on. So you have to think about it when you're donating. What's the most important thing for the organization that you're donating to? And I can absolutely say right now, unfortunately, it is public donations.
Well, and also where the money goes, right? I mean, everybody that wants to donate money wants to make sure that that it's going where it's supposed to go.
Absolutely.
Right? And I think trusted organizations and organizations that work with the food bank. I talk so much to, you know, I had Matt Gallagher on a couple months ago about Goldsecker and different funds and resources that are available in the community. You know, the pre-qualifications of making sure you're doing the right thing by the people are there for people that they have confidence when they, you know, that they donate, that this is, they don't just say, oh, I wrote a check, that they can see that in action.
Right. And I think that's why a lot of times people do want to give food, because they know that that food is actually going to go into the mouths of the people that we feed. However, I can guarantee that the monetary donations that come in for us are all going to pay my salary, for instance. I run the organization. I'm the only full-time employee there. I have two part-time staff, and the rest of us are all volunteers.
And kind of a weird day today while we're here at State Fair. Just, and it's a cup of Super Bowl, by the way. Thank you, Maryland Lottery. Thank you, Wise Markets. And I know Wise Markets helps all sorts of things at the Maryland Food Bank. But the weather's a little sticky today. And I lost two guests, I think, including Evan, who runs the joint, because schools were closed.
Well, my kids are home by themselves right now. Luckily, they're
right.
Teenagers.
So you have this going on. I lost again. You know, so all this happens. And then there's also the fact that when it's icy out, employees getting open, if there were deliveries today, if someone's day was today to come and get food, you weren't open, right? I mean, so there's also, you don't have unlimited resources. No organization does, not even Amazon, although you're contributing to them, I'm sure. But the unlimited organizational fundage is not there, even on a day like today, that tomorrow you'll probably have twice as many people, right? Maybe?
Yes. So actually, my morning started at 7 a.m. with me not having to get my kids up because they were out of school. But I didn't know they were completely out of school because Baltimore County didn't cancel until 8:30. So what ended up happening was I went to my facility and I actually de-iced several ramps myself to make sure that they were safe for employees to come in and to make sure that they were safe.
On the record, my wife did my car. My wife, I was running late. My wife said 20 minutes. The car looked like
it was
Mr.
Like
Freeze blew
it
on it. And, you know, she came in and she was like, she was doing it all, and I'm trying to get showered and shaved. So, how do I look? I look all right?
Great.
I'm shaved because she did the car. So she did the car. She's like, it was fun. It sounded like glass breaking.
It was.
And she's from New Hampshire, so, like, they just get snow, you know? I'm like, ice on my car here is like, I had a lot more of that than I had snow probably, you know, for 20 years, right? But, yeah, it was something.
It was something this morning.
And somebody's got to do that job.
And guess who did it this morning?
My wife.
I did.
You.
Me. Wait. Hold on. I did my own car, and then I did that. No, but the point is that actually we ended up being closed today because Baltimore County Schools actually did end up closing because it really was very, very, very icy out there. But one of my employees, my part-time employees, did come in and have to reschedule all of the people that we were serving today. And those are people who need food. So we try to squeeze them in as soon as we can to make sure that they have what they need in the next week.
I'm going to throw myself on as I see you off, watch you smile. I had to postpone Tuesday's show. At Fadley. So we're going to make that right. I have a couple of guests that are actually, Jessica Normanton's coming out to talk about the
I love Jessica.
Incredible.
good work.
Folks who are blind, man, there's nothing more inspirational than that for me. When I see someone blind navigating the world, I'm like, what can't I do? You know what I mean? Look at that, right? Yeah. So she's coming out Friday, and on Tuesday we were at Fadley's, or allegedly we were going to be at Fadley's. We were not at Fadley's, sadly. But I'd say this. We're going to make it right. I'll get back down there. But we had a snafu. I came home from Costas on Monday night. Great guest over there. Soup for the Soul stopped by, and Ann's Toy Closet in Essex. Doing great stuff. For My City, another group feeding people over here on the west side in Woodlawn, fresh food. Great guest. We talked about his island in Trinidad and all he's doing. So I took my computer home and all my equipment. I have a couple of bags and I have my backpack, this backpack right here. My computer, put it all up so people can enjoy it out on the radio at AM 1570. They can watch it on YouTube. They can listen to it on the podcast audio. They can watch it on the blog. I bring it all in. And my wife is an executive of Verizon. So this is a plug for Sunday. Verizon's throwing a huge Super Bowl party. We're going to be down there for that. Jamal Lewis, the whole deal, the big game. So I haven't been in the stadium since they threw me out 3 years ago. So I'll be down there on Sunday. It's a free ticket. Come on by. So there's my Verizon plug. Verizon had an all-in regional meeting, and my wife's like a big wig, and she had to get in the car and go and look nice like Kate looks over there and get ready. And I left my two things in the trunk, all my equipment in the trunk. We're one car family. And at 7 in the morning, she went off to Silver Spring. And at 10 o'clock, I woke up and I'm like, feels good. I'm not going to shave because it's Fadley's and they don't need me to shave there. It's not like Caitlin here. So it's 10:15. My son was coming over to pick me up. We were going to have a dad boys day together and a Fadley's crab cake at the all new Lexington Market. And at 10:15, I was literally putting my belt on and getting nice and getting right, and I'm sticking my stuff in the bag, and I look down, and I'm like, you see that box over there? That box was in Silver Spring. And my car was in Silver Spring, and I was in Towson, and Fadley's is in Baltimore, and my kid was in Perry Hall on the way over. And I'm like, it's just not going to happen today. So I just want to apologize to everybody out there, because people were – I had clients, friends hitting me. It was such a dumb thing that I didn't want to tell anybody. You know what I mean? Like, I put up on Tuesday, I'm like, we've had to postpone. And I had a really dear, dear friend of mine die in the overnight Monday. So I woke up Tuesday to a awful death of a friend of mine. And people thought that it had something to do with Mike Schilling, who passed away, and it didn't. And Mike's smiling from above, snickering at me somewhere, probably watching The Shining in 4D or 5D or whatever he's doing on the other side of the Yeah, he was such a great guy. But so people thought it was about his death, or they thought something happened. And I'm like, no, it was just a snafu. And if I tell you how stupid I was, you're going to make fun of me. And I'm not ready for that till the weekend, you know? So now that I've admitted it.
There you have
it. Have you done anything that stupid lately? Honestly. You don't want to admit it.
No. I'm not. Why would I expose myself like that? I admitted yesterday
that I took a flight. I admitted this to her sick. I took a flight last year without my wife out of the country, and she had the car and was leaving the car at the airport while she went away to her with her family and left the car for me and the car keys. And I put my car keys when I left my vacation in the checked bag. Oh. The checked bag never came. I was at BWI at midnight on a Friday night on an 85-degree night. Mm. With my car keys locked in my suitcase somewhere at Midway Airport in Chicago.
Well, okay, I do have a story about that. So I have three children, like I said, they're in public school, and one of my sons plays basketball for Arbutus Middle. So I'm running in, trying to get the other two situated what they need to do after work, blah, blah, blah.
I can't imagine three kids.
I know, it's a lot.
And running Catonsville Emergency Assistance.
So I jump in the car, and I'm halfway around the Beltway to go to his away game in Pikesville or somewhere like that, Parkville, somewhere like that.
Somewhere exotic.
Exotic.
Well,
yeah.
When you travel, it's exotic.
I mean, it is.
I don't go far.
Awesome
Dundalk, man. We went to Overly. It was a big deal.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I get halfway around the Beltway and realize that my keys are actually not in my car, which means that if I stop my car.
Nothing.
I'm going to be stranded.
Right.
So I have to turn around on the Beltway, drive all the way back in 5 o'clock traffic. Of course, I missed most of the game, and I got my keys, so that's the dumbest thing I did lately. Not too bad. It's pretty rough.
It's not
pretty rough,
nearly
though.
As being as bad as being at the airport, knowing your bag didn't make it. It's midnight. Your wife's not home. The car is in the parking ride. You don't have a key for it. Then you order the Uber and say, oh, I'm just going to get an Uber and go home.
That's what I would do.
I didn't have a key to get in my house. So I had to take the Uber to Dundalk and beat on my kid's door at 1 o'clock in the morning because he doesn't answer texts. He shows up like dude at the door, hair out, chest out, look like. And I'm like, he's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, dude, just give me your car. Just give me keys to my house.
You didn't even sleep at his house?
No, like he gave me the keys to his wife's car, and I hadn't eaten in 14 hours. And I'm going to admit something here at State Fair that I have. It was an inside joke with my wife and I, and this is no disrespect to Taco Bell, okay? Because Taco Bell, there's nothing wrong with Taco Bell, right? I mean, it's fine. They never sponsored me, but that's okay. God bless you. Pepsi sponsored me, so thank you, Pepsi, for what all you did 20 years ago. We see all these Taco Bell commercials with who's the comedian that nobody liked, Pete, whatever his name was, and the breakfast burrito, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And every time I see it, Yo Quiero, it's on every baseball game. My wife and I were like, we've been married 18 years. We've never had Taco Bell. You want to have it? Maybe we'll do that next week. We're going to El Guapo because it's better. And we never went to – so it became like this big joke that one – because we like Taco Bell. We don't hate it. We just never eat it, right? We're like, one night, we're just going to go to Taco Bell. And I figured one day I'll be stuck in an airport and order it or whatever. I used to get a taco every day of my life at Taco Bell before I did my radio show 30 years ago because there was one right in front of my studio. Hadn't been to Taco Bell in our marriage. So since February 8th, by the way, happy anniversary, 2003. So 22 years. And it was 1:45 in the morning, and I was starving. And I had two I went up on the internet and said, Who can feed me at 1:30 in the morning? Somebody's like, oh, man, there's this great place called Rosario's out in Overly, Rosedale. I'm like, I don't want anything fancy. I swear to God, I hit the Taco Bell, Bel Air Road, right outside the Beltway, 2:15 in the morning, spent $12. That's a lot of Taco Bell. You do that.
That is a lot of Taco Bell.
Yeah. So I had Taco Bell that night. So that's, you know, that's my plug for them.
Well, my kids love Taco Bell, so.
Caitlin'sville emergency assistant. She does great stuff. Caitlin Kirby. She's my new friend.
Thank you.
Going to Oreo games this year?
I hope so.
All right.
I would
Something
love to.
Something magic happens. Bad days like this get me ready for baseball. So it's a cup of Super Bowl. cold days lead to warm soup. Folks like Caitlin are helping feed people, and it's important. If you're out in the Catonsville area, you want to give, please stop by. Any of our shows, Friday will be at Cooper's, and then next Wednesday we're going to be at Libs Grill in Bel Air. Looking forward to that. Harford County Executive Bob Cassidy will be my guest. Also, we're going to be back at Fadley's in 2 weeks because I was stupid and locked all my equipment in the car. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery Magic 8-Ball. Give them the number. Give them the email. Tell them how to find you if they want to do nice things here in Catonsville for people who need it. And
great.
You make sure that it winds up with the right people when they give it to you.
Okay. Well, we are Catonsville Emergency Assistance. We are located at 25 Bloomsbury Avenue in Catonsville. We have been the food pantry locally for 40 years. If you would like to donate to us, the best way to do that is to go to our website, which is CatonsvilleHelp.org. And all the funds that come into us are actually distributed to those who are in need of food, eviction, or utility assistance here in 21228.
I'm glad you came back.
Thank
glad
you
we had
so much.
I had some chicken and waffles with Caitlin to kind
delicious
of kick this thing off.
French fries.
Well, here's delicious the deal, man. I've been talking so much. I haven't had a chance to eat this week. I got on the scale early in the week, and I was really skinny. I've been working out a lot, doing a lot of hot yoga. So this week was meant to fatten me up, but I've been doing so much talking that I haven't done as much eating.
Okay.
So it's time. You know, I'm at State Fair. I made some room for some chicken and waffles over here to get that in me. Friday will be at Cooper's. I'm going to have the best gumbo on earth, really, at Cooper's North on Friday to celebrate the Super Bowl that we're not in. But to celebrate the Super Bowl we were in, Joe Flacco was here this week for an hour. I actually was listening in the car on the way in, so you can check that out at Baltimore Positive, as well as my dude, Jamal Lewis, who brought The Rock back on Super Bowl 35. He will be joining me as well as the Verizon folks on Sunday down at the Super Bowl. Cup of Super Bowl and our Crab Cake Tour, all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the Magic 8-Ball. I've been rubbing this for good luck. We've been giving these out. I did have a $20 winner at Coco's on Wednesday, so I was very pleased about that. I'm still looking for my $100 winner and the top prize of $8,888. Because it's the magic eight ball, right? I mean, what else? It wouldn't be $7,777. That would be the lucky sevens. I am Nestor. We're in Catonsville. Kate's going to come up here, and we're going to talk about networking, Accelerant, leukemia, lymphoma, giving, visionary, right? Something like that. She's laughing at me. Back for more at State Fair. Stay with us. We're Baltimore Positive.